I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. During the Great Depression, the federal government employed 6,000 writers and researchers. They fanned out across the nation to create a historical document of the country's diversity, the goal to describe America to Americans. Today, 50 writers did a modern-day interpretation of the original project. The book is called State by State, A Panoramic Portrait of America. We've got co-editor Matt Weiland and the writer who tackled the state of Michigan, Mohammed Nasihu Ali. Welcome to you both.
Hey, thank you.
So, Matt, I understand the book was inspired by the Federal Writers Project of the 1930s. So give me a little historic background. We're kind of in not such great financial shape right now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, oddly, things seem to be lining up similarly to the time when the Federal Writers Project was conceived and foisted upon the American public. It was a wonderful thing. 6,000 American writers, some of the greatest writers in American history, Nelson Algren and Richard Wright and Ralph Ellison and Saul Bellow and many, many more, Zora Neale Hurston, were part of the Federal Writers Project. They got their start writing for it, and the ideals behind it were, you know, not unlike now. It's a time of great anxiety and insecurity. And the fundamental point was to go out and describe America, to remind us all of what we had to be proud of.
What do you think it means to try to define a country? Does it show in some ways a sense of insecurity about what that country is?
Oftentimes, we allow the country to be defined by big commercial media, by reality television shows and driving on the interstate highways. Those are ways of describing the country that only yields a kind of an extraordinary sameness. You know, you can drive all over the country or just listen to commercial radio and get this feeling that the whole country is exactly the same wherever you go. Now, any of us who've gotten off the interstate or listened to public radio knows that the country is much more diverse than that. It's much more interesting than that. And so that was a fundamental point of the book, was to try to capture some of that particularity, some of the specificness of American life.
I completely agree with you, Matt, because this country is always changing with new immigrants coming from all over the place. And now with what is going on with Barack Obama being nominated, you know, as the head of his party, I think it's very necessary at this point to redefine, you know, America.
So, Mohammed, you got to tackle Michigan, and among other things, you talk about youpers and just how cold it is. But get us started. What brought you to Michigan in the first place?
Well, I was sent to Michigan at the age of 16 to study at Interlochen Arts Academy. It is a boarding school for the arts. And so when I was coming here, my expectation of America and Americans was, you know, was that of someone who always sees Americans and white people from a very long distance. So even though I was coming here to get an education, me going directly from Accra to Michigan was not only a huge shocker, but also instantly it puts me in the American society right in the Midwest, and the experience was fantastic. It was amazing. I learned so much from it, which has really defined what I am today.
You talk about a family that became like your second family. Tell me about them.
The Crockett family, this woman who used to work in the admissions office when I was a student. So at the end of the semester, she realized I didn't have any place to go. So she pretty much just invited me to come and join them and stay with them. And from there, she pretty much kind of adopted me, you know, to be part of the family in a very small town. And I think I was the first black person to live there. I'll probably be the last black person to ever live there. But then it was really great and very, very generous, very, very generous, and pretty much just took me like one of their own.
Matt, go ahead. I was going to ask you just to give me a quick sense of what other kinds of stories people have told about their states.
Of course. When we were deciding on who to write on what state, we decided very early on that we didn't want it to be a kind of beauty pageant of 50 writers, you know, from the state that they're writing about. you know, appearing in the book with sash and tiara and saying, you know, what's so wonderful about their own state, as appealing as it is to imagine some writers in sash and tiara. So some of the writers in the book write about their own state. S.E. Hinton, the great writer, of author of The Outsiders, about Oklahoma, or Barry Hanna on Mississippi, or Edward P. Jones on D.C. We included D.C. in the book. But other writers wrote about the place that they moved to, like Jonathan Franzen on New York, and in others still, like Muhammad, were pieces about coming to a place that they hadn't known before. And we thought that's such a typical American experience, especially the immigrant story, that it was really important to us to capture that. So this is a book where you'll read about Bosnians in Missouri, or Bangladeshi immigrants in Rhode Island, and Chinese in Georgia. Ha Jin, the wonderful novelist, writes about Georgia, or Mexicans in Iowa. We sent Dagoberto Gilb, the Mexican-American novelist, to Iowa to hang out in the cornfields with the workers there, because those are stories that give us some sense of American self-confidence and buoyancy, which I think is important to hear right now in a moment of enormous anxiety.
Well, Muhammad, you end up describing yourself as an Afrigander. What's that?
Well, Afrigander is from Michigander. If you know, a lot of people maybe tend to think people from Michigan call themselves Michiganese, you know, but they actually call themselves Michiganders. So someone from Michigan is Michigander, and I'm from Africa in Michigan, so I call myself an Afrigander.
So you got a lot of love for Michigan.
A lot of love. I still call it my state. Whenever people, taxi drivers here, ask me where you're from, I always say Michigan with a straight face.
What have you learned, Matt, as you start? You guys have a pretty ambitious tour of this book with different authors speaking in different places. What do you hope to put out there and to learn from that?
Well, I hope we'll reawaken, just as the original WPA Writers Project did, a sense of patriotism, you know, with a lowercase p. I think all too often we talk about patriotism as you know, kind of defending the country from without, from attack, say. But it's equally important, I think, to defend it from within, in the sense of reminding ourselves of all that we have to be proud of local traditions, culture, even local jokes and mom-and-pop independent stores, these things that we have and that continue to you know, that persist and will only endure, I think, if we remind ourselves that they're there and insist that they remain.
Gentlemen, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you.
That was Matt Weiland, co-editor of the new anthology State by State, A Panoramic Portrait of America. He joined us from the Audio Ruckus Studios in Minneapolis. And Muhammad Nasihu Ali, who wrote the chapter on Michigan for the book. He joined us from our NPR studios in New York City.